I'll report about my mission trip to India, and if I got time, I'll preach the message. I realized this time, again, how important it is to see things by faith. Well, in a fleshly sense, there are things, difficult things, some things that seem impossible. However, I thought about Father God when I met, members of Delhi Manmin Church and GCN TV viewers. And, I was happy to go to mission trip because I'm going to deliver happy news to senior pastor and you, your brothers and sisters. Once we take off in the flesh, then we can face a whole different world. Even though the situation is the same before, because we are going to have a totally different view. From the spiritual perspective, it is full of answers and blessings. However, from the perspective of flesh, everything is difficult. But we see things with the eyes of Father God in the space of Father God, with the eyes of goodness and love. Everything can turn into blessing and answer. Delhi Manmin Church in India celebrated the 7th anniversary service and GCN TV Hindi viewer seminar in by the grace of Father God. Before I went to trip, Mrs. Bonglim Lee asked me how long it would take to get there. And I said, there is a direct line, and it takes about 9 hours to get there, and to come here, it takes about 6.5 hours. And she said, it's a long trip. However, because there is a direct line, it is closer, but now, it takes anyway 9 hours. However, I got there in, 7.5 hours. I asked the stewardess, why? And then she answered that, depending on whether there is a four airstream or against the airstream, there will be there is a difference. So I could feel that there is a guidance of Father God. Deaconess Jung Song Yi and Deaconess Kwa Ki Hyung followed me. They are the members of Canaan missions. They did a great job, like secretaries or the mission bureau, internal overseas mission bureau. So we could have a safe and easy trip. They couldn't speak Hindi language, but they asked the members of Delhi Manmin Church, they volunteered to to help our mission trip. They helped us greatly. So they became so great workers in Manmin. Because of the characteristic of this mission trip, overseas mission bureau team didn't come with me. However, they prayed for me, so thank you. Well, before I got there, people told me that the air pollution is too much. I would say they call it's poisonous gas. However, the members of the Delhi Manmin Church confessed that, mission trip team from Korea once arrived, it will be a good weather. They made the confession of faith. Just as, they confessed, there was great rain before I got there. So during my mission trip, the sky was blue and the air was so clean. It was amazing. I stayed there by Monday, and then I departed on Wednesday. On Wednesday, there was no outdoor, event. However, when there was no outdoor event, the air became so, thick and dirty. And I realized that Father God has blessed us to have, safe mission trip. Through YouTube channel, they're running GCN TV Hindi. And so many viewers received grace through it. And especially, they attended the Divine Healing meeting from January till, May of 2019, and they were healed. So they are, making, home churches everywhere. So, to help them understand the words of holiness, And to maintain good Christian life, we decided to open Juicy TV Hindi viewer seminar. There was a divine healing meetings from January to May, right? To testify to their healings, they drove to Delhi from far away. I used to have this kind of diseases. I had this kind of problems, but I was healed. They testified. On November 9th, I had lunch with family of Pastor Ji Jong-hoon, ministering pastor of the deaf mute mission. He explained that so many deaf people around the world are listening to senior pastor's messages through sign language and they are being healed. And then he testified to many things that happened during the Malaysia church in the anniversary. There is a Krista Luza who stays in the United Kingdom. Now, her life was changed after reading senior pastor's book in The Message of Cross. Well, she was assaulted and then by her own family, especially by her brothers. And because of that, she indulged into the world and, she lose heart. And she once even wanted to commit suicide. However, whenever she tried to commit suicide, she heard the voice, "Don't do it. You may have hope," 3 times in her life. And then she came to know about Latvia, deaf church. And then she came to read in the senior pastor's message of the Rose. And then she was completely changed. Her depressed heart was released. And of course, she was changed by the grace of God. She was depressed. However, when Pastor Ji Jong-hoon of Malaysia Manmin Church prayed for her with handkerchief, she was healed. You can see how much she was changed, right? She was controlled by the enemy devil and Satan. However, she was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and then she heard the voice, okay? Your life, you will have hope. And then she read Senior Pastor's Message of the Cross book, and then she was completely changed in a couple of months. On November 15th, I had a meeting with 250 Juicy TV Hindi viewers who were invited to the seminar. We had a service, handkerchief prayer meeting, and then meetings. Delhi Manmin Church provided them sleeping places and meal. And then they were surprised to hear those people who always heard the voice. They were surprised. "Well, Pastor Kim Sung-hee, you're the one who was behind that voice." They were just watching the Juicy TV Hindi, but then they heard the voice of Pastor Kim Sung-hee, so they were surprised. Since always they attend Daniel prayer meeting and services through YouTube, they look so happy to share grace face to face. For example, say when you pray with your closed eyes, they pray with their eyes open. When we say amen, they type amen while watching YouTube. After Mrs. Bolini said something, they said an amen, amen. They wrote, as you can see on TV. On the top right, there is a chatting section, and you can see they wrote, they typed in amen, amen. But during the seminar, they could see my face. They listened to my voice. So they reacted greatly and they said amen in a loud voice. They said, they heard the message of the cross. They received grace from the book. They came to have hope. They wanted to cast off sin. And they wanted to live a holy life. They attended Daniel prayer meetings. There were so many people who were attending it. They said, "I would like to hear Mrs. Bonglin's prayer in Hindi." Mrs. Bonglin prays in Korean, and then they don't know what she is praying for. And they were so happy to hear, the translation of Mrs. Bonglin prays. And they said, "I'm so happy. I'm so thankful for being able to attend Daniel prayer meeting together." After the seminar, there was a prayer meetings and meetings for individual. They loved it so much. It happened on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They said that they would like to stay there. They would like to stay in Delhi. You know, as I was watching them, you know, I could see that the gospel of holiness makes man one. So many people heard the words of God for 3 or 2 or 1 year. You know, they had a good understanding about the message of the cross. I asked them what was most impressive. They said, I could understand who God is, what Jesus is, what kind of Christian life should I live? They realized. That's what they said. Some said, now I know what I should do. I have to cast off sin. I gotta resemble the lost image of Father God. Now I'm doing my best to preach this gospel to people around me. That's their confession. So they are preaching the gospel through their YouTube or to their neighbors, to their, you know, people and friends they know of. Here are some of the testimonies. Here is the testimony of being healed of HIV. Lissy Siribast. He is 18 months old. HIV is the known as the cause virus of AIDS. He was born from the parents who are HIV positive. So, their son Lissy was also born as HIV positive. So they had the examination twice. So his parents were so sad. So to be healed of the skin disease on his left and the right cheek, they attended Divine Healing Meeting on February. They received Pastor Sujin Lin's prayer. And then his skin got so clean after receiving the prayer. After witnessing it, they came to have faith that, you know, their AIDS would be healed. So through YouTube, they kept the Lord's Day holy. They listened to the gospel. And then there was an examination by a hospital. And then they found that their son got no HIV virus. No more. His parents are also HIV positive. But anyway, they are showing their faith to be healed of their HIV too. I had a meeting with one viewer who was, you know, HIV positive. Now he came to have a hope for, you know, being healed of HIV. And he asked me, why do I get this kind of disease? So I said, you lived a very lewd life. You got to repent of it. Then you got to listen to the words of holiness. Then he confessed and repented. I lived a lewd life. And he received my prayer. Now, there was a team who came from the state of Uttarakhand. It is the healing area, heal area. And they couldn't get a train ticket, so they drove car for 12 hours to get to Delhi. Their valley is filled with people who persecute Christians. The team leader, you know, Lajini Shi, is just the layman member. But in the space of the shepherd, his church was the only church that which was protected. All other churches were shut down. But in the space of the shepherd, his church was protected. So he is living a very happy Christian life, he confessed. And he sent in his handkerchief when senior pastor, prayed for the handkerchief, and he received it. And when he used the prayer, when he prayed with the handkerchief, so many people were healed. So he is preaching the gospel now. And so many people he met and received healing through his prayer. And especially, there was a one who was healed of, you know, chest ache. His testimony was to evangelize his own wife. Well, they were healed and their life was changed. He was persecuted by his own wife. But when he was persecuted, he realized that I am persecuted by my wife because I'm not setting a good example before her. So he changed his life. And now, his wife also changed. But he came, she also wanted to come to the seminar, but she couldn't. And she was so sorry. And then this, you know, Rajini, she also brought one with, who was, you know, suffering from the schizophrenia. His name is Arvind. For about 15 years, he suffered from, you know, schizophrenia. So because of that, he couldn't express or sadness or joy. He doubted, doubted people. He couldn't cry. But when we had a meeting, God showed me something. He couldn't lift his eyes up. But there was already light over him. But he could obey, but he didn't obey. All he had to do was just obey. So I told him, if you obey it, it will be done. So he just, that's right. And then he sang praises from next day, and he changed. He, you know, he greeted people, and he tried to obey. And then people around him said, he was not like this before, but now he's changed. He made eye contact with people. He greeted people. He set up singing praises. So all brothers who were with him were surprised to see him like that. There was Nilini from Mattia Pradesh. He was looking for a pastor who delivers the word of life. And there were leaders. And then this leader also came with other people. They were looking for true pastor. And through Juicy TV, they met Mamin, and they attend services through YouTube Live. And he also came to seminar with other people. They looked so bright, just like Mamin members. They longed for the words of God, and they wanted to be sanctified. But before they came to seminar, they were already healed. So here are their testimonies. Nilini's husband, you know, A.M. Parma, was healed of, you know, big boil. He had a big boil on his hip. And a doctor said he needed to get a surgery in a medical center. I mean, the big hospital. However, he couldn't afford that in operation because it was too expensive. So he requested prayer to Delhi Mamin Church. And the worker of Delhi Mamin Church told him that there is no divine healing meeting, but please watch the recorded divine healing meeting that happened in January. Watch it and receive prayer from it. This is what the worker said. And this man obeyed it. Watched the recorded divine healing meeting and received prayer. The next day, the boil got smaller and pain was gone. He didn't, doctor said, you don't need get any operation, you know. Now he is giving services through YouTube Live. There was a Sonika, who was also healed. His brother experienced the stone. And then now she is started in the two home churches. And after they were healed, you know, they preached the gospel to their own family and evangelized the neighbors. They were so thankful for being healed. And then they preached the gospel, and so many people got there together, attending services and seminar. Once they are healed, they evangelize their family, their neighbors, and then their number became 10 to 20, and then they start a home church. And now we try to get in the building to start a church. And in that church, they would like to listen to senior pastor's messages. Now, there was a Lita from Inosagar. She was healed of, you know, after effect of, you know, car accident. And Monica's, you know, sister, Monica, repented after listening to the message through GCN TV. She was lying on bed, waiting for death. She had the trouble with breathing. The doctor said, you know, she is almost over. But she was, you know, healed of that breathing problem. Now she is living a happy life. When she was lying on the bed in hospital, she got a dream. In a, can you see? They look so bright. Now I used to be in an ICU, but I got a dream. There were men in black suit and men in white suit. And the man in black suit was pulling Monica. But Monica prayed in my dream, God help me. Senior pastor help me. I'm your shepherd. And senior pastor appeared, prayed for her, and she woke up. And then she was healed. So, I'm the one who was healed by that disease. You know? And then after they were healed, they evangelized their own family and their neighbors. And now they are starting a new, you know, Manmin church there. Manorama, who was healed of, you know, back pain that she had for 22 years. She also had, you know, stone. She couldn't even pray because of the pain. But after receiving prayer, she felt light and the pain was gone from her back. And then she got no more pain from stone. There was a Sunita who came from Varanasi. She got a skin allergy. Before she got married, she was a secret in a Christian. After they, she got married, she went to church along with her husband, but she was not satisfied. She was looking for a right church. And then she found GCN TV Hindi on YouTube 2 years ago. And then after listening to messages, she received the prayer. And then she was, you know, spiritually panting. So she made a phone call to GCN TV Hindi in 2018. And then through prayer and messages, she was healed of skin allergy. Now she is attending GCN TV Hindi, you know, every Sunday. And Sunita evangelized Pratima, who was her neighbor. And Pratima was healed of, you know, kidney problems and gallstone. Pratima asked her why she looked so happy. No, Sunita became happy, so Pratima asked her why she was happy. Pratima had a problem with her kidney, and she also had gallstone. And through the examination in the hospital, the doctor said, you know, she lost almost half of the kidney's function. Her body, entire body got swollen up, you know, she could do, you know, chores. The doctors tried to, you know, heal her, you know, but, you know, he got only having the worries about her family. But, you know, he heard about Mass of the Crown through Sunita, and she attended a Divine Healing meeting in April. But she was not healed because of the idol worshipping. But after repenting, she attended the Divine Healing meeting in May, and she was healed. She testified to her healing in Manmin newspaper last week. Pratima's nephew, Gun Gun, was getting better from in a tetanic, in a cerebral palsy. No, they kept in evangelizing after they were healed. So anyway, Pratima started to pray for Gun-gun. She met senior pastor in a dream. And senior pastor was taking a picture with a boy at the age of 5 or 6. And then senior pastor was smiling at her. And then she was working hard to make that child walk. Then she realized that, you know, that child was her nephew. She used to drive over two hours to evangelize her sister. But then her sister didn't listen to her. Then her nephew Gun-gun was born in 2013. 3 or 4 years later, the nephew couldn't walk. After the diagnosis at the hospital, he was called to have tetanic cerebral palsy. So he couldn't go to hospital by himself. Well, during the divine healing meeting of a summer retreat, you know, he was a little bit healed. But Gun-gun's mom didn't tell anybody about the healing. But Pratima visited her sister and delivered the message. And for her nephew Gun-gun, she received prayer on her nephew's picture. She believed that Father God would heal him because senior pastor took picture with her nephew together. And then she received my prayer for her nephew Gun-gun during the seminar in November 9th. Next day, the Gun-gun said, I got strength. Somehow, now someone asked me to walk. And she said, I think I can walk. And after watching YouTube live, she was able to walk. And then we got video clips like this. She started to walk. Her mom, Mampa, said, I couldn't believe. I thought it was impossible. But now I believe. God healed her. Thank you. She was so surprised to see herself walking. And she is practicing walking every day. Now, Pratima and Sunita are praying to set up a church. There is a sister, Anita, who was released from the evil spirit. Sister Sima experienced that demon left from Sister Anita. Now, there are about, after that, she evangelized many people, and about 50 people attending the Sunday service. And they longed for a seminar, and then she came to the seminar along with 25 others. Do you remember Anata, who was released from the evil spirit? Now, so many people were evangelized thanks to the testimony, and there were about 50 who were attending services live. So about 25 came from Gorakhpur to the seminar. Now, I am who, and I was healed, and I evangelized people, other people, and they testify to their healings. Especially Sister Anita came with her sister and her brother together. And she said, I'm the one I was healed and released from the evil spirit. And her father, Posan, had the stomach ache. But during the divine healing meeting, he repented, and then the pain was gone. He glorified God. He was healed of a stomach ache. and members from in the Madhya Pradesh area, after they received grace from the message, you know, they built an Indor Mamin church. They got so many testimonies from the Indor Mamin church, especially a member by the name of Kusum used to have a depression before listening to the Gospel of Holiness. Through the YouTube, you know, hearing the Gospel of Holiness, you know, whenever she had a depression, she found a senior pastor in a dream, and then she felt easy. The next day, I mean one day, she got so serious depression, and then she received senior pastor's prayer. In her dream, she met senior pastor who was laughing out loud, and after the next day, her depression was gone. So about 250 from about 10 states of India came to the seminar. Their confession was the same. My life was changed because of that, thanks to that message. Not only in my neighbor, I also evangelized people in neighbor's neighbors. And then we got so many people evangelized, and we are starting to start a new church there. I heard so many testimonies. On Sunday, November 10th, Delhi Mamin Church celebrated its 7th anniversary and had a handkerchief meeting. I delivered the message about spiritual love, spiritual faith. There were about like 422 members. And there was a special song by a Malaysia mission team and Delhi Mamin Church mission team, especially a special song by Malaysia Mamin Churches done by sign language was so beautiful. A member of Malaysia Mamin Church started ministry in China about a year ago, but now there are about like 100 members there. They're all deaf, and they had the wish to go to New Jerusalem after being sanctified. Through YouTube, they wanted to evangelize people around the world. And there were those, you know, who did a great job during the mission, my mission trip. Leader of the mission in a trip team, I mean the praise team, was an sister Kim Ha-hun, the daughter of Pastor Kim Sang-hui. And she is helping translation between Hindi and Korean and English. She was in charge of translation. She was good at speaking English and Korean and Hindi. Even though she is young, you know, she is playing with other people, and she also does the translation job. She is so busy. During the annual prayer meeting, she plays with other children. She is taking care of other children, so that, you know, other, you know, grown-up people can, you know, concentrate on prayer. She was waiting for the mission trip team from Korea, and she showed such great longing when I was there. And her longing was not behind in her father and mother. The Pastor Kim and then his wife always wanted to have conversation with me, and the children were even greater than that. So many people repented thanks to the spirit of repentance. And I was inspired that so many people will be released from the evil spirits. So I asked them to come to receive my prayer if they are seized by the evil spirit. There was a sister by the name of, you know, Lekka. She suffered from insomnia. Even though she was evangelized, she had nightmares, and she got into negative thinking. And then during the prayer for the repentance, the evil spirit was, you know, revealed. The evil spirit said, "Don't let me go out. Don't let me leave her. I want to stay here," she shouted. I asked her to open her eyes and then confess that you are the shepherd of the shepherd. And after she confessed that, I am the sheep of the shepherd. And then she fell down, and then she opened her eyes, and the evil spirit left her. After she opened her eyes, she said, "You are my father. You are my Lord." As she was looking at the handkerchief, "I committed so many sins. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Please save me." I sent this video clip to the one who has spiritual eyes open, whether she still has evil spirit left in her body. And after seeing that picture, he said, "She is saying something. I cannot understand what she was saying. But the evil spirit in her said, 'No, don't let me go out. I cannot, you know, survive from the life from the handkerchief. Please take that handkerchief away. I want to stay in her. Don't let me go out of her. Please.'" This was the comment of the one who had the spiritual eyes open. He doesn't speak in a Hindi. And those translators were surprised. She was captivated. She was possessed by the demon. And the evil spirit said something. But what the evil spirit said was exactly identical to the one, to the contents of the one who had the spiritual eyes open, you know, witnessed. And then once the demon left, she said, "Father, the Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Please heal me." Now she has good dream and she has good sleeps every night. And there was a member by the name of Sila. She was the viewer. While listening to the message, the evil spirit, you know, interfered her. But she longed for listening to the message, right? Then I sent her picture to Manmin Church, and he said, "I could see a spirit of darkness pressing her right shoulder. She wanted to listen to the message, but the evil spirit in the press her left right shoulder. So she had the pain. And the evil spirit, you know, the spirit of darkness, you know, closed her ear. Because the evil spirit in the pressing her right shoulder, you know, she has that kind of posture. However, your message has the light and it surrounds her body. So soon the evil spirit will go out. It is about to go out. The spirit of darkness is about to leave her now." That was the message from the one, you know, who had the spiritual eyes open. The spirit of darkness left her, and she repented, and then her right shoulder was healed. She is so healthy now. And then, you are so surprised to see, right? When I was there, they were listening in Hindi, shout of the demon in her. "Let me stay here. Let me stay. Don't let me go out of her." The demon was speaking in Hindi. But the guy from Korea couldn't speak in Hindi, but you know, he, you know, wrote, you know, what the demon said, and that they were surprised to hear that. After Sujin Lee, you know, prayed with the handkerchief, you know, and brother Mayanku was able to walk, right? Do you remember Mayanku? He couldn't walk after the diagnosis in the hospital. He suffered from cerebral palsy. When his mother was pregnant, and her baby had the lackage of, you know, oxygen. They came to church for the first time to have her son healed. Before they came to church, they got nightmare, but they were spiritually interfered. However, they attended the Divine Healing Meeting of March through GCN. And I watched it, and so many people testified to their healings. And then, you know, I came to have hope that, you know, my son would be healed. So I prayed for divine healing from my son. Then Mayank, after receiving prayer, woke up and he started to walk. Now he is able to eat well, and then he can, you know, eat in the candy as well. Now he is running, playing like other children. And doctor said, I was surprised to see him playing with other children. He is completely normal. However, he didn't walk before. So please let him practice walking every day. But your son is normal. You don't need to come to hospital anymore. No, Mayank and his parents come to Delhi Manmin Church every week. And he said he wanted to receive my prayer. He was crying to see me. I want to receive her prayer. I want to receive her prayer. And he was crying. You know? You watched, you know, his testimony, right? And he said, I'm the one. I was healed. I'm so healthy now. When I see them, you know, I was so happy. And his testimony, he told me that, you know, that's me. Please recognize me. Now, testimonies of those who attended handkerchief prayer meeting, you know, through YouTube. Do you remember Ankush, who came to senses at 2019 summer retreat? Due to car accident, you know, he became unconscious. He was in ICU. After receiving prayer during the summer retreat, he came to senses. And he wanted to come to the seminar, but he couldn't. But, you know, he sent, you know, the video clips of thank you. As you can see, you can find Ankush in the front row. Aditya Misra. She received a financial blessing. She got job after listening to Message of the Cross. And whenever he visited his office in Delhi, he came to Delhi Manmin Church and attended services. And when he went to other cities, he attended service through YouTube and he gave tithes. And his payment got increased. After attending 7th anniversary of Delhi Manmin Church, he got bonus from the company. After attending anniversary, he got bonus from the company. Pusipa, at the age of 41, she was healed of thyroid problem. In 2016, she felt tiredness, and she was examined to have thyroid gland problem. She couldn't even cook, but she received senior pastor's prayer for the sick in 2017. When she received the prayer for the first time, she could feel the power of the Holy Spirit. So since then, she had received prayer every day. Whenever she received prayer, she got better and better. She started to do chores and she became healthy. She got examined in February and she was surprised to see the diagnosis because her thyroid became normal. Doctor said, you have to take medicine until you die, but now you're completely healed, so you don't need this medicine anymore. So she gave thanks to God and she gave thanks to senior pastor who prayed for her. She was thankful for the grace and she is preaching gospel, introducing Manmin, and then she attended in a GCN TV seminar after driving 20 hours. Those who testified to their healings brought two pictures, before receiving prayer and after receiving prayer. while watching the GCN TV, they came to know that, you know, the diagnosis from the diagnosis note from hospital is important. So they brought them too. After watching GCN TV Hindi since 2017, they have lived a happy Christian life, and you know, since they wanted to attend the seminar, they came to a seminar and they wanted to introduce their testimonies, and so they came along with their medical documents and the pictures of them, you know, before they received prayer and after they got prayer. They heard that, you know, I couldn't come to India, but you know, they didn't cancel the ticket. Some fasted and prayed. They had such a long heart, such a longing heart. After they were thankful for the messages they've heard, and they wanted to, you know, evangelize so many people around them. So whenever I heard their testimonies, I was so happy. They evangelized their families, their neighbors, and then when one was healed, the person evangelized others, and the number became already like a 10, 20, 30. And they said, you know, they wanted to start a church where they stay. They wanted to start a church and listen and attend worship services. And I met two pastors. One male pastor and one female pastor. Those pastors received so much grace from YouTube, from Mammon Church's messages. And they said, we have worship services listening to senior pastors' messages. All our church members are listening to senior pastor messages. And just like our mommy members, they work so hard to get sanctified and they fervently pray. I asked them, what is your prayer subject? And they said, I want to be sanctified. I want to go to New Jerusalem. I want to change. And after they were healed, they evangelized their families and their neighbors. And they also evangelized the people who are living the next area. And then they recognized themselves through their YouTube ID. And once they met together, wow, you are the member. You are the member of that ID? You are that ID holder? And they welcomed each other. Pastor Kim Sang-hui, you know, took care of those souls on YouTube. And then he set up time for special meeting time. And that's the time that the viewers are longing for most. After spiritual meeting, his answer is to listen to senior pastor's messages. Many said there are about like 10 to 15 members where they stay, and they're all mommy members, and then they got their leaders. They're not pastors. They're just layman members. But they long for message of God, message of holiness. And they pray, attending Daniel prayer meeting. Now, some of them became leaders, and they asked, they help all others to pray fervently in attending Daniel prayer meeting. Some people have dream. They want to save money and attend events of Mammon Central Church, such as summer retreat. They want to come to Seoul Mammon Church. They said they are so thankful to know about what God is, what Jesus is, through message of the cross. And those who attend, those viewers who watched in the GCN for 2 or 3 years said that they wanted to live a changed life. Kar and Singh came to walk. without a cane. I mean, 14 months ago, her bones got ruptured. However, when he knew that there was a handkerchief prayer meeting in Delhi, he came to Delhi by train. He didn't get a ticket, but by the grace of God, he was able to came to Delhi, and he attended the handkerchief prayer meeting. After shedding tears of repentance, he received my prayer, and then strength was given to his legs, and he was about to, he came to walk without a cane. Now, he can walk without cane. All thanks and glory to God. Now, there was Kiran, you know, who was healed of inflammation in the throat and stomach. So, she couldn't, you know, even eat well. But during the seminar, she received my prayer. And she felt in a very hot and the fire of the Holy Spirit, and the pain was gone. Now she can eat well. So during the 7th anniversary of Delhi Manmin Church, you know, she ate well. This is the end of the report to my mission trip to mission trip. Let me conclude this message. I was so happy to see, you know, those viewers. They said, I'm so working hard to get sanctified. I want to serve more. I would like to embrace others. I would like to be humble. After the meeting, some people prayed in tears. I want to be sanctified. I want a cast of sin. He was a worker who, you know, since they were nurses, you know, there were many nurses in the church, and then they were collecting all those testimonies, and then they stayed overnight to make the reports of these testimonies. Some stood up all night, and then they went, you know, they went to work after, you know, staying up all night. But they said that they were all happy. However, they said they want to be sanctified. Some of them said, you know, I want to go to New Jerusalem. In Korean, they confessed. And I want to stay by senior pastor. I want to stay by Mrs. Bonlin Lee. They confessed like that in tears. There was a president of men's mission. And he had to take care of many things of the church, right? When I prayed for him, he said, there are so many young people and they are working so hard for the church. But when you say you are doing a good job, you are giving strength to those 24,000 viewers of GCN TV Hindi. What you do in front of 250 members of this Delhi Manmin Church are not only those who are affected by your word. There are like 24,000 viewers around the world who listen to you. So please, set example. This is what I asked them. I asked those, you know, the leaders of the Delhi Manmin Church. There are many members who are around the world. They're doing a good job. However, they are so humble. They want to stay sanctified more. They want to cast off more sin. And they want to go to New Jerusalem. Let me conclude this message. I received much grace through this mission trip to Delhi Manmin Church. The gospel of holiness are broadcast live to around the world. There are so many people who long for the power contained in the handkerchief senior pastor prayed on. Through dreams, senior pastor is visiting them, helping them solve their problems. When they confess that I am the sheep of the shepherd, in their dream, you know, they met senior pastor and they got healed. They are living a healthy life. You know, I was surprised and I was happy to hear their such testimonies. Our senior pastor is still working with the handkerchief for those people who long for the message of the cross, for the gospel of holiness, and our shepherd's power. I had to give thanks to Pastor Kim Sang-hui, who confessed, Delhi Manmin Church, people of Delhi Manmin Church are so happy, and they are so busy to have another thought. They are so busy to glorify God and to collect testimonies. There is a car. It has a nickname of Wonjangnim Cha, which means a car in a boat purchased by Mrs. Bong Lim Lee. Driving the car, they could drive to many places where they can collect testimonies. And they are being changed by the word message of senior pastor. And they are preaching. And then they said, I had a dream to collect 100,000 viewers and to stay with senior pastor. Brothers and sisters, is your situation worse than this situation in India? However, the members of Delhi Manmin Church are so happy to do more jobs for Father God's kingdom, even though they stayed up all night. They confess, I want to go to New Jerusalem. I want to stay by God and the Lord. I want to stay by senior pastor Mrs. Bong Lim Lee. They want to be sanctified. They want to change. They cry like that. And I learned a lot from them. I was touched by them. Let's think over the message and pray together.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.